Hey Daniel, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Hi, you know, just another day in paradise, brother. It's Monday.
Right.
You know how that goes.
Right.
Daniel, I'm gonna try to be. I like to be very straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Let me ask, are you working solo, brother, or do you have help?
Oh, no, I have help.
Okay. Here's the real question. I want to be very sure. Are you in a position right now where you were to start getting work from Google? Are you able to handle more business right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get, you know, my name out there. I've been trying to build my own name and my own brand for, you know, a few months. And I just told you, the last guy was on there, I just recently had a pretty bad experience with a guy. I paid about $1,000 this last month in advertising and got zero leads out of it. And
bro, I will tell you something, Daniel. I'm just being straightforward with you. I would be livid.
God, I definitely was not happy. You know, it makes me kind of leery about doing anything, but I know that, you know, being on Google, being on, whenever somebody looks up a flooring place, to be, you know, at the top of that list is definitely, you know, a good thing.
Well, here,
that's pretty much how people find stuff, you know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right. Nowadays, everyone uses Google for everything, Daniel.
Right.
You ask someone, hey, where can I find a plumber, an electrician, someone that does remodeling? A universal answer. Just Google it.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that, and that's what I'm trying, you know. I kind of went through, I did something with Yelp there for a little bit, and it was kind of the same thing. And what pissed me off about Yelp was I was getting all these freaking five-star reviews, and they were from customers. Like, I wasn't freaking having nobody freaking do it. It wasn't legit, nothing. And they kept taking them down and saying that they would leave them up. And then when another one would come in from a customer, they would take that one down. And then I'd tell them, like, hey, you know, why are you taking down these freaking, you know, these reviews that I'm getting? And, like, why are you, you know? And then every time there would be a lead, I paid them all this money, and then they would send in a lead. But then they want me to pay them another $40 to get the person's phone number for the lead. I'm like,
yeah.
I just paid for all this shit. Why am I having to pay again for the lead that I've already paid for?
So let me tell you why, Daniel. You know, companies like Home Advisor, Angie's List, Yelp, Thumbtack, these are all independent third party companies. And what they do is what's called, they're a lead service provider. So what they make their money by charging you not only for being on their platform, but on top of that, when you get someone that wants to talk to you, they want to hit you with $40 or $50 per call.
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
That does not make a lot of sense to a lot of customers. That's why when clients find out how Google works, it's a no-brainer. Because with Google services, you pay one flat rate a month, and regardless of how many people call you, how many jobs you get, that flat rate will never change.
Right.
Okay. So this is what we're proposing, Daniel. We would put DN Sun Flooring as one of Google's top recommended options on that first page.
Okay.
So when somebody
goes,
a month. Oh yeah, I'll give you, believe me, it's quite affordable, but let me just let you know what's included.
Okay.
So when somebody goes on Google and they're looking for, you know, any type of flooring, right? As long as it's something that you provide. DN Sun Flooring is going to pop up as one of the top recommended companies right alongside of like, Footprints, James River, Maury's Flooring, Floors Plus, Missouri Tile,
right.
Clay's Flooring, Diamond Flooring, and Springfield Flooring, which is actually a storefront, but most of these are installers. So I'm not sure if you heard of any of these guys before, Daniel, but.
Oh yeah, those are all stores here in town.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's a few of them that are installers, you know, but yeah, some of them are stores, but. Nevertheless, when somebody's looking for anything that has to do with flooring or installing of the floorings, these companies pop up as top recommended options, and that's how they capture all the work, right?
Right.
So DN Sun Flooring will be one of these top recommended options right alongside of your competitors. And let me tell you something. When you're on that first page of Google, Daniel, there's enough to go around. The cake is big enough, you know, because there's enough people going on Google that everybody gets a piece of the pie. I mean, obviously, some more than others based on the work that they do. So if you have quality work, Daniel, that's amazing because you'll end up establishing your own clientele. You know, because
that's what irritated me so much is like I do quality work, and like I pride myself, and I'm trying to make a start here in town where a lot of these stores and stuff, they have issues with doing quality work and like having, you know, bad like relationships with clients and with customers and things. And like I pride myself in doing top quality work, and I pride myself in treating the customer like with the utmost respect. I go above and beyond. Like I do a lot of things that a lot of flooring stores don't do.
I'm not saying I don't believe you, but I'm saying if everything you're telling me is actual facts, then this is what we're looking to work with, somebody just like yourself that actually cares. You know, because you know, we have to look also in the reputation of the company, right? So we want somebody that's reputable, that's doing good work, and it's out there, you know, like I said, your work is going to speak for itself. Okay?
Oh, yeah. It always does.
Right. So what we would put you on the first page of Google, okay? Now, let me ask you a question, Daniel. The time that you've had the company, have you built the website for the business, or you haven't got that far yet?
No, I haven't got that far yet.
Okay, perfect.
That same guy I was talking about, he wanted $600 to build one. I'm like, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's just insane. It sounds like this guy took you for a ride, brother, and I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah.
All right. The reason I'm asking that is that part of the service that we render on behalf of Google, Daniel, if we work with you, we will build the website for you, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional. It's something that we include. Okay?
Okay.
I sent you a text message. Let me know you received it, brother, please. It's going to come from our company at Local Splash, and it's going to be a sample website. It's going to be a link that's going to show you a sample site. It just told me it went through. Let me know if you got it, please.
Yeah, I got it. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, if you open that up, it's going to say business name, and right there it would say DN Sun Flooring. And then right underneath that where it says expert services, this is where we would list whatever services that you offer the public, Daniel. So like this company, they do flooring services. Okay, so anything that has to do with flooring, comprehensive installation, refinishing, that's what they do, right? So, as you can also tell, they do different type of flooring, right? Which is, you know, tile flooring, granite. So whatever it is that you do, we would list it on the website, Daniel. And if by any chance you have pictures of the work that you've done in the past, that is actually a big plus, because we would list that on the website as well. Why?
Yeah, and that's actually, that's crazy. That's another thing I did with that guy, is I sent him a bunch of pictures. Anyways, yeah, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay, man. You know what? It really sucks when you work with someone that just, obviously just didn't deliver on his word, you know, but that's why I tell customers, you know, sometimes it's better to work with reputable companies than one person, because, I mean, who do you hold liable in this case, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
there's
you
nobody
just,
that can. I've tried.
Yeah, it's like you just lost $1,000, and believe me, I mean, I can't tell you that I can just go somewhere and pick up $1,000 and pay someone. I mean, nobody comes across $1,000 just that easy, brother. So,
no.
And then if you look at the website, to make it a little bit faster, if you go all the way to the bottom, it's going to say hours of operations. This is where we would also list what times you're able to take calls from clients on Google. Like, what time do you want it to show that you're open for business and what days, right? And then right next to that, it says navigation. We would also list what cities outside of Springfield you would also be willing to cover, right? Because that's where you also be visible at. We don't want you just to be based off of Springfield. Obviously, you know, we want you to get more clients outside of Springfield as well. Okay.
Yeah.
So aside, and then if you look at the bottom right corner of this, you'll see that there's a little phone and text message icon. Do you see those? Like they're in the little circle? Yeah. So we would link up the number that ends in 9177 to the website, which is what our customers love, because when the client goes on the website, the customer is going to look at your work and say, you know what, I need to hire Daniel. They don't have to look up your number. All they would do is hit the little phone icon, and that will connect the customer directly to your cell phone. Okay? So aside from putting you on the first page, Daniel, we will build a website for you. Do you have any social media presence, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you at on social media? Like TikTok,
yeah,
Facebook, Instagram?
I got Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Okay, so you're you're out there. Okay. All right, that's awesome. So what we would do is that we work directly with Facebook, because Facebook is associated with Google. I'm not sure if you knew that or not. So what we would do is that we would promote the Facebook page that you have, and then we would also run ads on Facebook for you, which is already included. You're not going to pay extra for that, because that's one of the questions I get a lot, is like, hey, I know Facebook charges quite a bit of money to run ads. Am I paying for those separately? No. It's already included with the service.
I was paying $30 a day for them.
Yep. I get customers that are paying $40, $45 a day. I tell them, nope, that's already included with our service. Why? We work with Facebook directly, obviously we have in the, you know, thousands and thousands of clients. Our pricings are a lot lower than what you guys are paying. That's included as well, Facebook ads. And then lastly, the last surface that we would put you on, Daniel, would be Apple. Why? Because Apple is also associated with Google. So we would list you through Apple Maps, right? For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, we would also list DN Sun Floorings through Apple. Okay? Now, even though we work with Apple, we work with Bing, we work with Facebook, we run the ads, nothing compares, and I'm going to be very straightforward with you, than being on that first page of Google. I mean, that's the real golden ticket, brother. You know, that's where it's going to keep you busy and having your own website.
All right,
let's get down to Turkey. The pricing, like I said, is quite affordable, brother. Here it goes. It's $299 a month. That's it. And why when you said you were paying $1,000, that was crazy. It's $299 a month. The only thing that you do, Yeah, the only thing that you do pay the first month with the monthly service price is a $99 setup charge. That's for all new clients that go on the first page of Google. They pay $99 only the first month. So every single month is $299. And here's another thing that our clients love, Daniel. There's no contract. It's month to month.
Okay.
What does that mean? It means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time. But let's be honest, Daniel, if we're keeping you busy, I promise you're not going to want to cancel. You know, because at the end of the day,
you know,
what matters.
I have no problem paying for advertising. I just need it to work. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
It's not freaking working, man. Like everywhere I went, it's not working, and it's starting to really piss me off.
Well, here's and I don't mean to add more you know, throw more fire in the wood, but everywhere you've gone is not Google, Daniel, and that's
right.
You know, it's like saying, you know what, I'm gonna race you with the Kia against a Jaguar, right? Let's race. I mean, there's no you know, you can't put a Porsche and a Kia on the same racetrack and you know, I mean.
No, I get it.
If it makes any sense, but you know what?
No, I know.
Now let me ask. So you are taking pictures of the work, right? You do have pictures, correct?
I've got tons and tons of pictures of my work.
Okay, excellent. Okay, and Daniel, what's your last name, brother?
McCann, McCann. I mean, it definitely sounds like something I'd be willing to do, that I'm ready to do, so.
Okay, perfect. And what's a good email address for you, brother?
It's McCann, McCann, 7749@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
And with that website, too, would that include a domain as well?
So we're going
to
do the domain, and here's that.
Email.
Yeah, so that's a good question that you're asking. Yes, it doesn't include, we will build the domain, and here's the good part about this, that, you know, and I'm glad that you're asking all the right questions, which tells me that you've definitely been around the block a few times with other companies just by you asking, you know, because if you've never been through this, you wouldn't ask the questions that you're asking, so that's how I know you dealt with, that's how I know you dealt with others that have just pulled your leg, so.
Well, the thing is, I can go get a store right now for $800 a month, and I can have my own freaking my own storefront and everything. I just need to get the clientele up to be able to do that, and then I could start getting material direct from the manufacturer, and then, man, I could triple my profit just by doing that. But what I need to start getting the clients calling.
You need the traffic. Yep. You need the traffic. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you, man. And this is what I tell you, and I'm just, again, being very straightforward with you, man. I mean, you're going to see yourself the difference, you know, working directly with Google services opposed to working with these other guys, which are third parties. It's a world of a difference, brother. But, here's the other question I had. That 417-368-9177, is that a number where the customers can call you at, or do you have a separate number?
No, that's my cell phone, so I mean, that's my number.
Okay, perfect.
Now,
perfect.
If I get a store and shit like that, then I would set up a, you know, probably a main line or something, but that's in the future.
When you reach that bridge, brother, you let us know, and we would also help with that. We work, as you know, this is Google. We work with a lot of businesses at our storefront as well, just like installers. Okay. What days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you are open for business?
I've been going Monday through Friday, like eight to six.
Okay, Monday through Friday, one second.
I don't want to 8 a.m.
to 6 p.m. Okay, are you doing weekends or you're not doing weekends, brother?
No, I'm not going to do weekends anymore.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
Okay. All right, here's the other question that's important. How far outside of Springfield are you willing to travel for new clients?
I would probably go ahead and set it up for 50 miles.
Okay, about an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, 50 miles. Hold on here. Let me put that on here. Okay. And then what type of payments are you taking from customers, Daniel? Are you doing like sell, Apple Pay, cash, checks? What's your
cash, check, Cash App, Venmo, really, I think that's about it right now.
About it. Okay. Okay. You're not doing sell right now, brother?
No, I haven't got it set up yet, but I could easily set it up.
Okay.
I just haven't set it up yet.
Got it. No worries. Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. And then I'm very sorry that I asked you this. I just had the system prompt me again. And I have to ask you one more time. So I'm sorry if I sound repetitive. If you were to start receiving calls from the Google platform, handling and taking on more work would not be an issue for you, correct?
No, not at all.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, so tomorrow's Tuesday, Daniel, you'll get a courtesy call from our IT department. I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. These are the guys that do all the content, the guys that will build the website, that would ask you for the pictures, the guys that will put you on Google, that run the ads on Facebook. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother? What would be a good time for you?
Hold on a second. I'm looking at my calendar real quick. If I could just freaking get there. When you say this place is called, you're called Local Splash?
Local Splash, yes, brother. It's on the message that you got here. I'll send you my information.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just going to look into it a little bit more.
Yeah, no worries, man. No worries. We've been a premier channel partner to Google for over 20 years. And I got to tell you that, you know, we've been doing this for so long and, most of our clients are very happy with us. I would be pulling your leg to say, hey, man, we're the best company in the whole wide world. You know, but I can tell you that we deliver on what we say. Maybe, you know, you're more than happy. I can go over our reviews with you. You can see that our clients are very satisfying what we do. I mean, at the end of the day, what matters here is that we produce results and bring traffic in. And that's all our customers ask from us. Is, hey, guys.
Look, that's all I'm looking for, man. If I can get somehow to start getting the clients in and getting the phone ringing, that's all I need, man.
Let me tell you something, Danny. And I'm sorry I call you Danny, but I got my buddy, one of my best friends. His name is Daniel, but we call him Danny. We can tell you like this, man. You know, I've never been one. I mean, we're not a company that's sitting here working off of a commission check only. So there's no reason for me to try to BS you or try to pull your leg over a couple hundred bucks. But I'll tell you this much. I mean, not because you're on Google means that you're going to become a millionaire, right? So I want to be transparent as well, right? It's not like, hey, oh, you're on Google now. You're going to be rich and you're going to be rolling and, you know, so much money. That's a bunch of BS too, brother. I'd rather keep things very transparent with you. But I can tell you this. We can definitely keep that phone ringing, man. And that's what our customers want. You know, it's not that we're going to make you a multimillionaire, but if we can keep you busy, I promise that we would establish a long-term relationship.
Well, and that's the thing too, is my work always speaks for itself. So I always have return customers. Like,
yep.
People,
and that's what I tell clients. See, yep. You hit the nail right on the head, brother, because if your work speaks for itself, the same customers that have contacted you from Google will be the same ones recommending you to family and friends.
Right. I get that. That's where I get most of my business from right now. So.
is okay. Word of mouth and return customers. So.
All right. So what's a good time tomorrow, brother?
About 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. I do have that open, actually. I had a 4 and a 5, so I'll do 4 for you. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. All right. Now I do need to create a password for the account, Daniel. This is just in case you call us or we call you. We have to make sure that we're only speaking with you and you alone. Let's say you ever wanted to make a change on the Google platform or so forth, you would be the only one that's able to do that for your account. So there's 3 security questions. You can choose one. Whatever one you choose, the answer you provide will be the password for the account, which you would need to access it. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Okay, let's just do the pet's name.
Pet's name. Okay, and what is that?
Buddy.
Okay, and that's B-U-D-D-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay, perfect. All right, so Buddy will be the password to the account, brother, okay? All right, and bear with me here 1 second. You did tell me you have help, right, if you need it, Daniel? If a job, okay, so if a job's a little bit bigger, satisfying that work would not be a problem for you?
No.
Okay. Perfect.
No, that's not a problem.
Okay. Sorry for the questions, man. It's just things the system asked me to verify with you, so.
No, I've got quite a few people that I could work if I had to work, so.
Okay. Excellent. Perfect. That's something that we also want to make sure. And then, McCann, that's McCann7749@gmail.com. You do have access to this email, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll get the confirmations sent to you there as we're on the phone. So bear with me 1 second. I'm almost done here to wrap this up. All right. And then to get the ball rolling, Daniel, and set D and Sun Flooring on that first page of Google, there's 2 separate ways that the company allows you to satisfy the monthly service. You can either do it with a company card if you have one of those, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
Well, I'd have to do a personal.
Personal. Keep in mind, and this just is I'll tell you, I don't know if you have a company one, but you can always use a company one. We can always change it later down the line. A lot of people like to use their company ones because they use this as a deduction for their taxes. I'm not sure if you knew that or not. I'm sure you do, but it's probably a good idea, you know, just as a future reference, brother. Now, okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the name on the card has to be identical or else our system will reject it. So does it say Daniel McCann or do you have like a middle initial?
No, it says Daniel McCann.
Yeah, we can. Okay, bear with me 1 second. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, brother?
Visa.
Visa, okay. Stand by here.
What?
Okay. All right, all Visas start with a number 4. Whenever you're ready, you can provide that number to me, and then I'll get that confirmation over your email.
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to get it out of my freaking wallet.
Take your time, brother. No worries. I'm here for
another 6 minutes. How much is it going to be right off the bat here?
The total here, let me provide that for you. It's the $299 with the programming charge. Today's total is $398, and every month forward is $299. Well, even this month is $299. The only difference the first month is the $99 programming fee. But every single month is $299.
Okay. And then how long before we're able to get everything up and running? Is that going to be that call tomorrow?
That's a good question. Yes. So tomorrow that you get the call from our IT guys, they're going to, they need to take in the picture so they can build the website. They're going to take all your information in. You're going to have your website, the content on the website, the logo, the domain's going to get started, Facebook, the ads, Bing, Apple, You're going to have those platforms up and running in 7 to 10 business days. The only thing that takes us a couple weeks is to get you verified through Google. Well, see, Google only wants to make sure that D&Sun Flooring is an actual company, brother. They want to make sure that they're not going to put somebody on that first page that is not a legit company. So, are you an LLC or incorporated?
I don't have an LLC right now.
Okay, no worries. We still help thousands of customers that don't have it. It's just a question. Do you have a working truck, Daniel?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so Google uses other forms of verification when you're not an LLC yet. So as long as you have, like, your tools, the truck that you work in, we'll ask you for a picture of those, and then we can get you verified that way.
Okay. I'm supposed to be getting my LLC here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's okay. Once you get it, you can provide that to us. It's not a requirement, though it does sometimes just make the process a little bit smoother, but it's not a requirement. Like I said, there's thousands of companies that we help that do not have an LLC or a DBA, and we still get them verified. So it's not a big deal, brother. But once you do get it, you can provide that to us, and we could submit it as well.
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little gun-shy right now, so.
No, it's okay, man. I mean, and here's the bottom line. I don't blame you one bit that you're gun-shy, especially after the experiences that you had before, man. But you're never going to know what really works until you pull that trigger, brother. And I'll tell you this, man. I mean, you're now dealing directly with Google services, man. Once you see the difference, I promise you're going to look back and you're probably going to thank me and say, man, I'm glad that we did this whole Google stuff, man.
I know Google is going to be the way to go. All right. So I didn't get that email. Oh, you wanted the email for the confirmation after I send the
paper. Yeah. I'm going to send that to you while we're on the phone, brother.
Okay. All right. It's 4031.
Okay.
6309.
Okay.
3583.
Okay.
5776.
5776. Okay. Expiration date?
0329.
0329. Okay. And the last thing would be what is called the CC code, Daniel. It's the last three digits behind the card.
Yeah, it's 692.
And brother, and I, like I said, I'll say this very straight to you, man. I'm a Christian guy, brother. I know that really doesn't matter to a lot of people, but I wouldn't be here pulling your leg, man. But I tell you this much, you're not going to regret putting your company on that first page of Google, man. You're going to look back and say, man, what took me so long to do Google? See, this is what I tell people. People use other services that they never dealt before. Like they'll say, I tell people, do you ever use Yelp yourself to do searches? They're like, no. I was like, what do you use? They're like, Google. I was like, so then what? I was like,
yeah,
so then what? So,
no, but I'm not kidding. And the thing was right off the bat, it was cheap. It was $100 to get started and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was
really
easy to do. Yeah. And then every time, they had a freaking, whenever they'd have one little freaking, every lead they wanted to charge me with, and then every freaking time I would go to get, you know, my presence on there to where it was better, and they would send me in a review, and it'd be a 5-star review, they would take it down. And it's like, why are you taking down these freaking reviews that I'm getting from people that are supposed to, like, that's supposed to help me, you know what I mean? And you're taking them down.
Well, here's the thing, Daniel, and I tell you what I've told so many customers. I said, I don't care if somebody's charging me $50. If it's not working, I'm just throwing that money away. And the bottom line is that cheaper is not always better, man. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, Google services are $300. I'd rather pay $200. But what's the point? Wouldn't you pay $100 more and actually be busy? I mean, that money is going to pay for itself if you get customers.
Right.
You know?
I'll have no problem paying the $299 as long as I'm getting phone calls from it.
That's right. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, brother. And you know what? A couple of months from now, I'll save your number and we'll touch bases. And then, you know, maybe, you know, a nice barbecue would be doable. I'm teasing you, brother. I'm teasing you. I can't even say that. The call's being recorded. You're going to call later on and ask for me and be like, oh, that guy doesn't work here no more. He's trying to bribe customers for a BBQ. So.
Right.
All right. Give me 1 second. Oh, one last thing, Daniel. What is the billing address associated with that card?
2012 West Walnut, Springfield, Missouri, 65806.
Hey. You said 65806, right? That's what came up for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Just do me a huge favor. Make sure you do not miss that call tomorrow. I have you down for 4 o'clock.
No, I just paid $400, so I'm definitely going to make that phone call. I have a spam blocker. I really hope that it don't freaking.
No, it's going to come from that same number, the 877. That is not going to register as a spam number, brother. I'll tell you that much. It's an 800 number, the 877. Where you got my text messages from, that's the number you're going to get a call from. It's our direct company line. So that's where you're going to get the number from. Don't worry about that.
Okay. All right.
And then I got to read our disclosure to you, which just take me about maybe 30 seconds, and then we'll wrap things up here, brother, so I can get you off the phone, man. I appreciate you being patient. But like I said, man, this is, you know what? I can tell you whatever you want to hear. At the end of the day, you're going to be the one to judge it. So we'll just leave it at that. So I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice to your email. As I'm walking you through this, Daniel, if you have any questions you need clarified, let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer anything for you. So welcome to Local Splash. We are a direct channel partner to Google. This call is being monitored and recorded. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the name of the company?
D and Son Flooring.
Thank you very much. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the business?
Daniel McCann, owner-operator.
Owner-operator. Okay, perfect. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of D and Son Flooring, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the card and billing information you provided, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Daniel, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Okay. The payment that will be processed today, which is June 2nd, is a total of $398. The flat rate that we will honor for you is $299 a month. Your next payment will not be processed until July 2nd, and that's going to be $299 flat rate. Now, keep this in mind, Daniel. I have to let you know this, that this is not a contract. You have the right to stop or cancel the service at any point after the first month if you're not completely satisfied. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I still have to let you know that's a right that you have. Okay?
Well, I'm not. I can't continue to do this shit.
You know what? I don't blame you one bit, man. Hey, man, you know what? You can say that. You can say that. You can say that because, you know, you're a client, but I can never say what you just said, but I agree with you.
I can't keep doing it, man. God.
You know, I agree with you 100%, man. And you know what? It's almost like I have a similar situation to yours, and I'll share this with you in 2 seconds. I used to have T-Mobile as a cell phone carrier, and bro, that company for me was just useless, man. And then I moved over to another company called Sprint. I don't know if you're familiar with Sprint, but I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you know what? Let me try these guys out and see if it works. And it ended up being, even worse, man. So I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to go get me a prepaid for $20. And long story short, my daughter convinced me, let's go with Verizon. And I was like, you know what? It seems like everybody's just the same. And I finally end up, I've been with Verizon now for 4 years, brother. Happy camper, man. I couldn't have. So it's almost one of those same scenarios that you're going through, right, where you try different things and it's like, dude, is everything just the same or what? You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think okay. And you know what? Like I said, we'll touch bases in a couple months, man. And I think you'll be singing a different tune. And I say that very, very straightforward to you, brother. You're going to get a few emails right now and a few text messages that are coming as your confirmations, your invoice. You're going to get, you know, the welcome to the company. There's one particular email you're going to get that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's going to be your invoice, and it's going to have three little boxes on there, Daniel, that you have to click on, and I'll tell you what that is. It's very simple. So the first box says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to. The second box says that you are the authorized holder of the card that you provided. And the third box says that your next payment is recurring on July 2nd. And then right on the bottom of that, it's going to have your name, and it's going to ask you to type it in and confirm it. So there's two things that that does when you complete these little, you click on those three little boxes. It's going to lock in that rate of $299 a month, and it's going to give you access to our dashboard. What's the dashboard? The dashboard is where you're going to be able to see how many people are clicking on the Google profile, how many calls are being generated from Google, how many views you're getting on Google. So everything that we're able to see on the back end, we're going to give you access to it, Daniel. Okay?
Okay.
So there's two things. If you have 2 minutes to spare, I know we've been on the phone for about 30 minutes, so I'm trying to get you off. If you have two minutes.
No, don't worry about that, man.
Okay.
I would rather know the information and be able
okay.
to get shit set
Okay,
perfect. Up, right?
I appreciate you being.
About time.
I appreciate you being like that, brother. Believe me, sometimes I get guys that are just like, hey, man, get me on Google, shut up, here's my card, and
and well, that don't and even make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't, exactly, man, exactly. Because later on, when they don't understand something, it's like, hey, man, you didn't give me, you know, you don't want to give me 2 minutes to explain, man. So,
exactly. that don't make any sense.
Yeah. So, if you have 2 minutes to spare, I can walk you through and, you know, get those three little boxes filled in. It's really simple. Or you can do it yourself later. Whatever you prefer, brother. You let me know.
No, let's just go ahead and do it. I'd rather get it done now.
Yeah, you know what? I like to do it with the clients as well. I'll be honest. So that way when they get the call from the IT guys, it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes because they're going to ask you to do it anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Give it about 30 seconds while I generate that email, brother. Bear with me.
Okay.
All right, let's see if you received it. No, it's not. It's okay, I'm still generating. All right, bear with me 1 second. All right, it's in process. Let's just give it about 20 more seconds. It should be. You're on your emails now?
Yeah, I'm about to get back on it. I just looked at my account because that payment just went through, so. Yeah, okay, I see it right here. Support.
No, not the support one. We're looking for the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, because you're going to get quite a bit of them. Oh, there it is. It just went through.
Yeah, this is the initial invoice, it says.
Okay, all right. So when you open that up, here, let me open it up with you here.
Access your dashboard.
Yeah, hello, Daniel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. It's going to have your invoice. No, if you went to access your dashboard, you're a little too, you went a little too far. It's right above.
No,
it's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So when you click on that, What we're looking for, brother, is your phone number. Let me know when you locate your phone number, and then it's going to be towards the bottom left. And underneath your number is those three boxes that you have to click on. You can go through them, but it's exactly what I advised you of. I mean, I'm being pretty transparent here with you, so it's agree to receive SMS messages. Certify that you're the authorized holder of the card and then the information is complete and accurate and that you acknowledge that the payment is done recurring and that won't be until July 2nd. And then once you click on those three boxes, if you look about three sentences down, it's going to say signature, your name, Daniel McCann.
Yep.
And then right underneath that, you have to type in your name exactly as it is there. Daniel with capital D and then M. Capital M, lowercase c, and then capital C, A-N-N, and then hit confirm right underneath that. Sometimes you have to turn your phone sideways if you're doing it on your phone. If you did it correctly, it's going to take you to a different screen that's going to ask you for a username and password.
Yeah, welcome to local slash username.
Okay, perfect. So don't worry about the username and password, brother. You're going to get provided that information by our IT guys. Everything that you had to do on your end is already all said and done. And let me just be the first one to say welcome to the family, Daniel. Again, I know you've been through a lot of BS and, you know, up and downs and promises and all this. Again, like I told you from the get-go, man, I'm not here to tell you that you're going to become a millionaire, man, but we'll get that phone ringing. And I know that's all you're asking for, man. And,
that's all
again,
I need the rest. I have no issues doing the rest.
Right.
So.
And like I said, man, you know, you've never, you know, done Google services directly. So, you know, again, I can sit here and tell you that the sky is purple and the moon and the stars are pink and give you all that, you know, bunch of baloney. At the end of the day, you know, actions speak a lot louder than words, man. So,
And I know, I mean, everybody uses Google. I mean, that's just.
That's the bottom line. And that's the reality of things, man. You're absolutely correct. You know, like I told you, nowadays, Google's the Goliath when it comes to doing work, man. You know, anytime you're looking for anything, where do you go? Google. Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. Google.
There is other platforms out there, but I'll tell you very straightforward, man. They're never going to compare to the amount of people that go on Google to look for the services that you're providing. So again, everything's all said and done. The only thing that you need to do is make sure you get that phone call. You pick up that call tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And like you said, the service is already paid for, man. It's in everybody's best interest that you pick up that call tomorrow at 4 o'clock, man.
Oh yeah, I definitely will be.
Daniel, I mean when I say this, brother, it was a pleasure, man. Let's, you know, we look forward to working with you and establishing a long-term relationship with D and Son Flooring. So we'll talk to you more, you know, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope so too, man.
And again, like I said, man, we'll let, you know, the Google services do all the talking, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
All right, Daniel, talk to you tomorrow at 4 o'clock, brother. You have a good one now.
All right, you too, man.
Yeah, bye-bye now. Mm-hmm.